The Communist Youth Union got a new lease on life this week after a court cancelled a ban on the organisation issued by the Czech Interior Ministry. Falling in line with a previous ruling of the country's Supreme Administrative Court on the issue, the judges sent the case back to the ministry, which should again deliberate whether the far-left group represents a real threat to democracy. Jan Richter has the story.
The Communist Youth Union, a far-left organization calling for a revolutionary overcoming of capitalism, is free to pursue its activities 4 years after it was banned by the Czech Interior Ministry. A court in Prague lifted the ban on Wednesday, although the same court originally upheld the ministry's decision to dissolve the group. But the Communist Youth Union took the case to the country's Supreme Administrative Court, which last year questioned the necessity of the ban. The head of the union, Milan Krajca, welcomes Wednesday's ruling.
Of course, our reaction is very positive, because after 4 years of our struggle in front of the Ministry of Interior and in front of the court, we succeed. And this is significant for us, because this means that our organization can continue in its work as legal organization, so we can struggle for the rights of the youth as legal.
Miroslav Mareš, a Brno-based political scientist and a leading Czech expert on extremism, told Czech Radio he had doubts about the danger the group represents for democracy in the country.
I think it is an extremist organization, though as of now it doesn't have the potential to overthrow the democratic regime in this country. I also don't think that in the future they'll appeal to any large numbers of young people. The organization should be monitored by the state and its security agencies to make sure there are no militant tendencies. But given the fact that the Supreme Administrative Court laid out a relatively loose legal framework on the issue, I consider Wednesday's decision by the court in Prague to be correct.
Meanwhile, the Communist Youth Union, with an estimated 100 or so members, is going to continue to pursue its agenda, ranging from anti-imperialism to the defense of free education. And they're not planning to tone down their rhetoric either.
We have never said that we will overthrow the constitution or something like that. The problem in the court was that the ministry thought that we are against the constitution because we struggle for socialism and we struggle for the social ownership of means of production. The reaction of yesterday's court was that this is not the problem. We think that it's important to say there is an alternative to capitalism, that this alternative is socialism and what the socialism means.
The case now goes back to the Interior Ministry, which should once again examine how serious is this threat posed by the controversial organization.
Jan Richter with that report. As of Tuesday, the Czech Republic boasts new air navigation technology that will give the country's aviation an edge over neighboring Germany and Poland.